Yeah, I think it's a really good defense. You know, and I think they start with their front four and front seven. I mean, they've got excellent linebackers, really good interior tackles, good edge guys in the front four. They play the scheme extremely well. They're physical. And I think, like you mentioned, in the back end, you know, I think their young guys have gotten better and are playing pretty well right now on the corner, on the corners. And I think their two safeties are good players. So, to me, it's going to be a tough one. I mean, there's no question about it. In division, going up there on the road, tough place to play. Very good football team. We're going to have to play our best.
How much of a difference does it make with Kuechly out of there? I mean, I think Klein's his replacement and stuff
yeah.
like that. But
you know, it's tough to say. I mean, Luke's a great player. He's a really, really good player, very instinctual, and does a great job. And so, I mean, it's hard for anybody to step in those shoes. But, you know, I think their defense in general has done a good job in his absence as well. I mean, they played pretty well without him.
You've been spreading passes around all season, but for the last 2 weeks it was, you know, accentuated without Julio being in there. What does it do for the confidence of the unit that you've been able to keep the offense moving like that?
Well, I think it should make all those guys, you know, extremely confident that they can go out there and play at a really high level. I mean, I think they already felt that way. You know, because they've been doing it at different times throughout the year for us. But, you know, I think if anything, it accentuates that. And so, you know, I think our guys had the right mindset. We've got really competitive, good players and guys that aren't scared of the moment. And so it's fun to be around a group of guys like that.
With the running performance you guys had last week, obviously your offensive line's opening up holes, but only four pressures on you, too. What does that offensive line look like it's doing up front? How good are they getting?
Well, I think they're playing really well. You know, I think last week they did a great job, obviously, you know, run blocking and opening things up for our backs. But in pass protection, you know, they were excellent the entire day. So I think it's a group of guys that have played well the entire year. We've gone against a lot of really good defenses. And I think we're starting to play our best football.
What about on that same subject? What is it about Alex blocking style that impresses you so much? You know, what is it about? Because you see the guy getting to the second level.
Yeah, I think it's his effort. You know, to me, he's obviously technically, you know, really, really sound and he's super smart. I mean, he does a great job during the week of getting himself prepared for all of the things that he's going to go against in any given week. But, I mean, week in and week out, he plays with unbelievable effort. And I think everybody respects that. I know I do. And everybody appreciates it and sees it. And I think that's a really good form of leadership for us.
I only ask because I'm sure it's not something you seek out yourself, but has anybody, a teammate, friend, family, come up to you and said, hey, so-and-such article says you might be in the MVP conversation?
You know, not really. We don't talk about it too much in the locker room. I mean, we don't talk about it at all in the locker room or anything like that, but you know, you do answer questions about it at different times, and it's always nice to, you know, to be mentioned in that mix. You know, but to me, the most important thing is winning games and trying to find a way to get it done this week.
Sorry to have another MVP question then, but just being in that conversation, I mean, you've had Pro Bowls and all kinds of other success, but that is, you know, number one of number one. Does that kind of have a different feel to it?
Honestly, I don't think about it all that much. Like I said, it's really nice to be mentioned in that. But for me, it's about the success of the team and trying to win games and, you know, trying to get it done this week. And that's I find a lot of enjoyment in that.
I asked Coach Quinn about you a couple hours ago, and what he said that kind of stood out was it's almost diminishing returns. You have to work harder and harder to get smaller and smaller, you know, improvements in your game. Do you see that? And is that something that, you know, you kind of work through?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially as you get further into your career, you know, we talk about always trying to get 1% better. And it's not always the easiest thing to do. You know, you really have to be detailed. You have to work really hard at it to get these small improvements. You know, but sometimes those are the difference between, you know, wins and losses. And that's, you know, why we strive so hard to get a little bit better every time we go out there and play and every time we go out there and practice. And, you know, it gets a little harder as you get older, but, you know, that's okay. It's still, you know, a lot of fun.
In the last few games against the Panthers, there's been kind of
No, I mean, I think, you know, in division, the games are always tough and physical. That's their style. That's how they play. That's how we play. And so, you know, it's going to, you know, be a tough, physical, you know, intense game. And that's, you know, what football this time of the year and football in division is usually like.
You guys just passed a milestone last week. You're the highest scoring Falcons offense ever. Do you feel this as the most potent offense you've ever been a part of here?
You know, I think we've done some pretty good things. You know, I've been on some good offenses in the past. You know, from a scoring standpoint, it's a cool record to have surpassed that, especially with a couple games to go. But, you know, I think we're good enough to win every week. You know, I feel our offense and our team is good enough to win, you know, every week. And you know, that's pretty much it.
You've seen a lot of receivers throughout the years. Who would you maybe compare Taylor Gabriel to? Who does he compare to?
For guys that I've played with, I mean, he's a different build than most of the guys that I've played with. You know,
Are you going to guess?
Yeah. You know, he. I mean, to me, he's probably similar to. Gosh, I'm put on the spot. Taylor Gabriel, man, he's making a name for himself, I guess. I don't know. I have to think about it. I'll let you know later in the week. Okay, let me get some good thought to it.